With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. A federal judge says the government will need to take a second look at whether Yellowstone National Park bison should be protected under the Endangered Species Act. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie has more.
Ken Cole is director of the Buffalo Field Campaign, a group advocating for bison protection.
This is the first step in what I think is going to be a long fight.
He says the D.C. District Court judge's decision Wednesday doesn't mean the national mammal will be listed under the Endangered Species Act just yet. Instead, it means the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will need to rewrite an initial 90-day review of the bison's protections. Cole says the agency didn't do it right the first time.
You know, we think that they injected politics into this decision rather than using the best available science.
The court's decision was prompted by a petition from the Buffalo Field Campaign. They say that bison in and around Yellowstone National Park are special and need federal protections.
They're the only continuously wild population of basically genetically pure buffalo. They don't have any cattle genes in them.
If the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's new 90-day review finds that bison justify protection under the Endangered Species Act, then they will launch a longer, year-long review. I'm Nate Hedgie, Yellowstone Public Radio.